This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Georgia, it's Reverend Warnock just stopping by to remind you to make your plan to vote. Folks can now request an absentee ballot for our upcoming November election using the link below. Now, let's get this thing done.
Today is National Voter Registration Day, and who better for us to chat with none other than the chair of our party, the Democratic Party, our brother, Jamie Harrison. Good to have him back. Hey, brother, how you feel today?
I'm great, brother. It's good to see you, man.
Well, good to see you as well. First of all, you've got the VP visiting your home today.
VP is Tom Kakalaki.
That's right. That's right. So what's going on? What's she doing today, man?
Well, she and the Secretary of Education are in South Carolina. They're visiting two historically black colleges in my hometown of Orangeburg, South Carolina State University and Claflin. And she's there to, one, talk about National Voter Registration Day and how it's such an important thing that young people in particular make sure that they get registered to vote. And then she's also talking about mental health. She and the Secretary of Education, and they're going to focus on making sure that students are aware of their mental health, and they're doing all the things that are necessary to be not only strong physically, but also mentally as well, which is a really, really important thing. I think our mental health has even risen in terms of importance coming through COVID. And I know the pressures and the stress have been immense for so many of us. And it's just great to see her out, going out, touching people, talking to people, and they respond favorably when they see her. So it's great to have her here in South Carolina.
No, it is. It is wonderful to have, and good for her to be seen. Some of us would like to see more. Yes. Her, and especially as we gear up for the midterms. So National Voter Registration Day, what does that mean, Jamie? How should we be operating, celebrating? What should be our actions on this day?
Well, the one thing I tell folks to do is to go to iwillvote.com, learn how to get registered. If you're not registered, if you want to check your status, you can go to iwillvote.com, check your registration status, and make sure that you are registered to vote in this November's election. And, you know, we say this a lot, but this really is the most important midterm election that we have seen, at least I've seen in my lifetime, Mark. The stakes of this election are so high. Right now, we have seen this Republican Party push an extreme agenda where they want to take away our freedoms. Look at what they're trying to do right now in terms of banning abortion nationwide, taking away the freedom of women to control their own bodies. Lindsey Graham the other day came out with this bill that's saying, yeah, after 15 weeks nationally. And when asked about 15 weeks, how do you came upon that date or that period? He just made it up. Why should Lindsey Graham dictate to women how to control their own bodies? We see the Republicans are trying to chop away at Social Security and Medicare, make it harder for Americans to vote. So we have the power in our hands to change that, to fundamentally change that, to double down on a party that is fighting for all of Americans, and to tell one party that is trying to take away our freedoms that enough is enough. And that's where we have that power to vote.
No, absolutely. First of all, on the schedule, we're still within the window for those who are not registered or need to renew or whatever. that they can get that done in time to vote.
Yes.
Yeah. Excuse me, in November, correct?
Yes. And what you should do is if you go to iwillvote.com, you will find a specific registration date for your particular state. But right now you are in the window for all 50 states. If you go to iwillvote.com today, learn how to get registered, get yourself registered, and you're still in the window to vote regardless of what state you live in. Now, as we get closer to the election, every state's registration dates will be a little different. So you want to make sure you find out the information about your particular state.
And the other thing about it, too, not only are we talking about the registration dates, but each state has different calendars in terms of early voting, absentee voting, and everything. So, folks, again, it's no longer about just that first Tuesday in November. It's about what's going on leading up to that, right?
That's exactly right. Some states have robust early vote programs where you can do a number of different things, drop boxes and all. Some states have very limited options. And you want to find out the state that you live in, you want to find out what are your rights, what are your options as it relates to voting in your particular state. And you can find all of that at iwillvote.com.
Now, what about when we're looking at some of these states that are acting a little funny? And there may be some purging going on or some lack of renewal. Basically, folks, if you think you're already registered, know you're registered. It doesn't hurt to go to iwillvote.com just to confirm, right?
That's exactly right. You can go to iwillvote.com and confirm. And if you have any problems, we have a hotline number on there that is set up where you can call and get some legal advice and expertise on what you need to do if you find that you're running into issues or problems. So not only can you use iwillvote.com to check on registration, but when, say, for instance, you get to voting day in November 8th, and you find that you're having issues, go to iwillvote.com. There'll be a number there for you to call, and that is the DNC's hotline so that we can help you with lawyers all around the country, all in all states. We can help you navigate the voting process to make sure that your voice is heard and your vote is counted.
Jim, why don't we let's give out that number so people will have it right off the break. What is that? The 833-336 number? Do I hear that right?
Yes.
It's 833-336-8683. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, so that's the number to call. If you got an issue, got a question, call that number. I'm going to try to put that up on the screen so you all can have it. Nothing should stand in your way. What is the state of our response, Jamie, to some of the suppression tactics? And are there some states in top of mind in particular, top of your mind, that we need to be particularly vigilant?
Well, you know, speaking of the vice president, she and I last year, I think it was the end of the summer last year, went to the campus of Howard University and announced the DNC's I Will Vote initiative to push back against these voter suppression efforts that we are seeing across the country. So we have put $25 million that we have set aside to build out the largest voter protection program we've ever had. To make sure that we have lawyers situated in some of these battleground states and all across the country, ready, willing, and able to push back against any of these efforts to purge voters, to prevent them from casting their ballots on election day or prior to election day. So the DNC has a very robust program, the biggest voter protection program we've ever had in our history. But again, if you're experiencing any issues, go to iwillvote.com, or as Mark mentioned, you can call that hotline, 833-336-8683.
So, folks, that's an important number to call. But I guess I want to ask this. It is, we've seen how bad voter suppression has been in the past. And generally, are we more in peril? I said first Sunday, it's first Tuesday, second Tuesday in November, folks, November 8th. Are we more in peril this November 8th than we've been in the past, or are we a little bit? Are we doing better? Are we doing better in terms of addressing it, confronting it, and nipping it in the bud?
Well, we have done far better in terms of preparing for the efforts. We know the Republicans are going to try to keep people away from the polls because they understand what's at stake in this election as well. And they don't want folks to go to the polls and express their will. Right. They want to have the smallest turnout possible, and they're going to try to do everything to do that. But we are better prepared for that response than we've ever been in the past. We've been prepared for this since last year because we saw what they've done previously. We know that they're running a bunch of candidates who don't believe in fair, free and fair elections. And so we are well prepared to respond accordingly and with just as much force, if not more, than what they try to respond in terms of suppressing the right of our voters across this country. We believe that everybody should have their right to vote, even if you don't always agree with us. Republicans, sad to say, they know that that's not the case. They want to try to restrict that right. And so, therefore, we're going to fight back with everything we got to make sure that your voices are heard and your votes are counted.
How are you feeling about November 8th? I'm asking you that as chair. Now, everybody I've talked to has made me feel very optimistic. And frankly, even the speaker said last week at her press conference, she believes we're going to pick up seats in the House. But how are you feeling about it?
Man, I'm feeling very optimistic as well. I mean, so much so that we've been hitting this road so much, Mark. I picked up a little cold, but I'm set to get back on the road, go to Nevada later on this week, because that's a battleground state for the Senate, the governor's race, House races, and down ballot. Next week, we'll be in Florida and D.C. and Massachusetts. And then we got a big bus tour that we're going to do for the bigger part of October, where we're going all across the country. So, and every time I go to these places, the crowds are amazing. The energy on the ground is amazing. We've seen record voter registration, particularly amongst women in many of the states since the Dobbs decision came out. So there's a lot of momentum on our side. We can't let up. We got to keep pushing. We got to get people to vote as early as possible so that we can focus Election Day on those folks that take a little more energy for us to get them to turn out. But folks, November 8th is so important. Make sure you can vote early if you can. Make sure you're registered if you're not. And then take one or two of your friends and your family members with you. Well, hell, take three or four.
That's right. Take as many as you can. IWillVote.com. Take your church members, all of that.
Yeah.
IWillVote.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I asked you about some of the hot spots in terms of voter suppression. Well, let's start here. We just heard from Raphael Warnock as we opened this. How you feeling about Georgia?
Well, listen, Rev is a fantastic candidate. You also have the amazing Stacey Abrams there and a lot of great local candidates as well. Georgia's going to be one of those states where we have to watch. And it's important that we get the turnout, not only in Metro Atlanta, but also, you know, part of the key to Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff winning in 2020, in 2021, was the turnout that we saw in some of the rural areas. We were able to cut the margins by which Democrats have traditionally lost those counties by seeing greater turnout of Black folks and brown folks and the AAPI community, the LGBTQ community. So we have to continue that. And so, there's a big debate coming up between Reverend Warnock and Herschel Walker. I mean, Herschel Walker is just a disaster. Georgia can do better, and they already have done better because they selected Reverend Warnock. All they got to do is go back and reselect him so that he can go back to Washington to fight for them.
Yeah, and I saw you tweet about that debate, and Herschel state. He's already downplaying it. Herschel is saying he's not smart, and that's what's not. But you know, and you and I've talked about this before. Clearly, what the Republicans are doing with Herschel itself is a form of exploitation.
It is.
But the other thing that's happening is, let's just talk brother, brother. New York Times came out with a big piece about Russian targeting of some of our communities. There's all this disinformation, Jamie, targeting us as black men.
Yes.
Trying to get us as black men not to support Stacey. And you got brothers online saying, oh, Stacey's not doing enough for black men. What was Brian Kemp doing for black men? So there's this pitting, this division that's going on. And it, you know, I'm fighting against it every day and all the disinformation. But what are your thoughts about it as a brother who's chair of this party? I mean, how do we try to cut that out, get in the middle of it and get folk focused and not so manipulated by this social media?
Well, you know, it's important that we have voices that people trust that are out there. You know, we're talking to a number of surrogates now, but you know, the most important voice are the voices of people that we trust in our networks, our family, our friends, our cousins, you know, grandfathers, uncles, nephews. It's important that we have the conversations about how we improve the lives and how we improve our communities. And there is no contrast between Kemp and Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams will bring a new revival in black communities across the state of Georgia. Think about it right now, folks. In Georgia, over a million people could have health care right now, many of them black, but they don't because Kemp and the Republicans have refused to expand Medicaid expansion in that state. They have passed this free liberty to carry guns and weapons all around. I mean, what we are seeing in Georgia right now, it makes you shake your head. And it is because of the leadership of Governor Kemp. You need somebody like Stacey Abrams who will understand the trials and tribulations that black men and black families are facing right now and will work each and every day, go to that office each and every day thinking about those families and how to make their lives better. Those are the conversations that we need to have. I can tell you, Kemp is not going to do anything for black men. And if you think that he is, you're smoking some real powerful stuff because you know it's not going to happen. And so you know Stacey, you know what she's done. You've seen her work. Let her work speak for her. And let's make sure that we communicate to all of our friends and our family members that this is the election in which Georgia takes that next step and gets the right type of leadership. And I can tell you, Kemp ain't it.
No, indeed. Speaking of gubernatorial races, how's what one of the most notorious governors we're dealing with right now with forced migration is DeSantis, Lord have mercy. and let's be honest, folks. See, he's part of that cabal that really would like to replace Trump, as mad as Trump is. Yep. I don't know what's worse, but how's Charlie Crist doing in Florida? How are we feeling about it? And Val Demings, for that matter.
Yeah, well, the president and I are going down to Florida next week, actually, on 27th. We're doing an event with Charlie Crist, and then our bus tour will go through Florida also. Charlie and Val are neck and neck with both DeSantis and Rubio. They're very, very close polls right now, and we got to make sure that the registration and the turnout, that's that 1-2 punch, have to happen in Florida. And so we're spending money there. I know the Florida Democratic Party and the Manny Diaz has done a masterful job really pushing forward. But as much as we can put more attention on Florida, on Charlie Crist and Val Demings, the better. DeSantis is just, you know, you get a lot of these folks in the Republican Party who love to talk about the Bible and Christianity and all. But I've never read about the type of cruelty that we are seeing from DeSantis and Abbott in Texas as it relates to these migrants who have come into this country just looking for a better place for themselves and their families. It's just they're lying to them. They're treating them in the cruelest fashion. And I was taught we were supposed to be our brother and our sister's keeper. Not to fool somebody to get on a plane and then drop them off in the middle of nowhere where they don't even know where they are. It's sad to see this, but, you know, it's typical in today's Republican Party.
And, you know, lastly, I saw somebody on TV the other day saying how Democrats need to do more to reach out to the Latino electorate. Where are we with that? But it just seems to me what we're witnessing today really makes it clear, you know, which party has the best interest of even that electorate in that constituency.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, Mark, I just had we're in Hispanic Heritage Month this month, and I just met with a lot of Latino leaders across the country. And I was proud to let them know that the DNC has invested more in our Latino outreach than we've ever done before in the history of the DNC. Started similar to what we've done in the African-American community, started earlier with the advertisements, the outreach, making sure that our organizers on the ground reflect the diversity of our communities, pushing back against some of the disinformation that we're seeing. We got a 7-figure ad buy right now going into Latino communities, talking about how Democrats have delivered for them and how Republicans are treating them as political pawns. Really don't care about the impact that it has on them and their family and people who look like them. And that's the sad part. People have to understand that there is only one party that is fighting for all of America's people, regardless of your color, your background, religion, who you pray to, who you love. And that's the Democratic Party. And then you got another party who is just focused on fraud and focused on fear, focused on holding people back and taking things away from folks instead of giving people a hands up. And that's the Republican Party. And that's the choice. That is the contrast in this election.
The party that is imposing forced migration, the party that is denying women's bodily autonomy, that's their party. That's what they're doing. The contrast can't be clear. And Jamie's right. We say every year, oh, this is the most important election of our lifetime. But before, we were like Chicken Little.
Yep.
Saying the sky is falling, they're going to take away Roe, and nobody believed it.
Yep.
Now it's real, y'all. It's just like folks, kids say, it's just got real. So now was the time to do what's necessary.
IWillVote.com. IWillVote.com, folks. That's where you go. It's very simple. IWillVote.com. And you can find all of the information about voting in your state there. There's also a hotline, 833-336-8683. So if you ever have any issues with voting, either getting registered or the day of, call that hotline and we will have lawyers ready and willing and able to assist you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My brother and comrade, the chair of the Democratic Party, joining us from South Kakalaki, where the vice president is today. A lot of us are from South Carolina, even if, you know, we all got family in South Carolina. As other thing, folks, help us. Call your family members around the country. You know, don't just call and talk about the game last night. Call and say, hey, you good? IWillVote.com. Make sure you're good. IWillVote.com. Check it out. Jamie, we love you, brother. Appreciate all you're doing, man. And this won't be last. I'm going to try to get with you on one of these bus trips, okay?
Yeah, man. I would love to have you on the bus trip. Listen, we got one bus that's going to go from Florida to Maine. And then we're going out west, too. So love to have you on. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of people who we're going to announce going to be on the bus trip.
Good.
It's going to be a great time to get the vote out.
IWillVote.com, ladies and gentlemen, the chair of the DNC joining us today. Jamie Harrison.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, Give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.